And good morning. Coming up on 1010 and our Coffeyville Animal Shelter Report. Of course, Coffeyville Friends of Animals Report is brought to you by the folks at Magnolia Sense by Design. And joining us on the line, as we do here each and every Thursday, with Becky Barnhart. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Hope everyone else is having a great morning. We're on the upswing of weather, so it's wonderful.
That is great. So we appreciate you coming on by here this morning. So where do you want to start out at?
Well, I kind of like to do some clarification, if I could. You know, we've been visiting in the past about the TNR program, which is Trap, Neuter, and Release. And I was approached by a lady this week that's a friend, but she was wanting me to kind of discuss it a little bit further with her. And somehow there's an impression that we, the shelter, we are going out and trapping these feral cats and getting them neutered and then releasing them. And that is not what we're doing whatsoever. What we have tried to do is make traps available for people that do have a feral cat around their house. And they can come and they can rent that cage from us, and they take it home and they trap the cat. They bring the cat back to us. We make an appointment with the local veterinarian clinic. They're on 11th, and they spay or neuter the animal. And that cost is on the owner, not on the shelter. So then they pay for the spay or neuter. And then after that time, we release the cat right back to the address that was given to us. So we are not out trying to catch all the feral cats and get them re-released and, you know, after they've been, that's not the point at all. It's just there are sometimes, and we have all had them, a cat will show up and it's not exactly what we had in mind, but we know if we don't take care of it, it's going to have litters. And this is just a wonderful program to protect those litters from happening. And, but no one is going to be inundated with feral cats that have been spayed or neutered. This is on an individual basis, and it's that person approaching us. So I just kind of wanted to get that cleared up. Does that sound clear to you, James?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you know, the just to reiterate, you know, the shelter is just kind of facilitating all this. You know, this is great. You know, maybe if you have a stray neighborhood cat or whatever that's causing, you know, problems. And obviously we want to, you know, not as we get into spring and everything, have that proliferate. Yeah. And then of course, just a reminder that, yeah, you know, people just will have to, there is a little bit of, you know, financial commitment involved in this, but mm-hmm. I mean, it would make sense because, you know, nothing is going to be free, of course.
No, but in the long run, look at the number of litters that won't be out there. And you know, we have a lot of feral cats in our community, and they are hard on our wildlife, our birds and things like that, and they're in your yards. And just they can be a nuisance, and we realize that, but they need to be thinned out in a humane way, and that's the best way to do it is to spay and neuter. So just kind of want to hit on that. If anyone has any more questions, they can certainly call out to the shelter and speak to Danny if he's available. I'll speak to people, but it's just something we're trying to do to help with all the strays that are in our community.
Excellent. So, well, we appreciate you bringing that to our attention. So what else do we have here this morning?
Well, I think I don't have a definite adoption to talk about this week, but it's looking strong that it's going to happen, and that would be our second husky, Echo. A nice family came out to the shelter. They have a husky. They know and understand the breed. And in fact, they just said they're always puppies. They just never grow up. So they sounds like they have a very good understanding. So hopefully there's a meet and greet going to happen this weekend with Echo, and fingers crossed Echo will be adopted this week. So that's about as close as I can get to any adoptions. I do want to talk about two new dogs that have come out to the shelter that are just, they're great, great dogs. The first one is Toby, and Toby is probably, let's say, 6 months. He's not a year old yet. He is a black lab, and he is beautiful. He, you know, we can't ever tell you for sure, oh, he's pure or whatever breed he is, but by looking at him, you would think this is a pure lab, and he's got that blockhead, that beautiful face, the great temperament. He's just as beautiful as he can be, and I don't know that I have spoken about him before, and I thought, you know, I need to give him some attention, and people love the labs, and he is gorgeous. We will have pictures of, we're going to update our pictures sometime today, so there will be pictures of Toby on Facebook. So if you're looking for a young black lab puppy, Toby is perfect. He's just gorgeous. The other one that has come in that we think is very, very sweet, her name, we're calling her Lily. She is black and white in color. She's a young little pup. We believe her to be a border collie mix. She is just, she came in kind of scared, but she's warming up to the staff. The staff's been bringing her to the front and the lobby area just, you know, so she can get used to being around people and out of the loud kennel in the back. And apparently one of the staff members was playing with her and loving on her yesterday, and Lily crawled up in her lap and went to sleep. So this is a great dog. This is a dog that needs a person. She's not going to be big. Border collies are not a big dog. They're, you know, say medium size, black and white in color, just gorgeous. And that's Lily. And we're guessing her to be maybe 6 to 9 months old. And there again, it is a guess, but we know she's young. So those are the two new ones I wanted to speak about. As far as cats being a new one, we have a little gray kitten that's come in. He's a male. He's probably 6 to 9 months old. And he's just as sweet as he can be. So we've got three cats to talk about now. And then we have Tot, who was brought in from the Sonic. He was hanging out, eating anything he could get his little hands on. But Tater Tot must have been his favorite. And then we have Garfield, who was brought in by a lady when it was extremely cold, trying to keep warm. She's beautiful. She's a long-haired yellow calico. Not calico, but just that long-haired yellow. But it's a cream color. She is, and very sweet. She's very loving. So those are the cats we have. Talk about some names that's been with us, but we still love them. We have some sponsored dogs, sponsors meaning that someone has taken care of their adoption fee. We have Rex. He's our yellow lab. We have that he's been with us since July. He is featured on Facebook. There's some really cool videos of him walking with our volunteer Will. And we have Curly. Curly is also kind of a border collie mix, but he's a taller guy, but he's black and white, very pretty. And again, there's a nice video of him. And Snickers is not fully sponsored, but Snickers is only $30, meaning that she's already been spayed. She's tall, she's lean, she's beautiful, she loves to walk on a leash, she knows her commands, she loves to play fetch. She's a great, great dog. A smaller dog that's still available with us would be Grumbles. Grumbles is a little brown terrier, and he's a talker. So when you kind of get around him and you're interacting with him, he kind of talks, but it almost sounds like a grumble, or not. I don't want to say growl because I don't want people to think he's mean, but he just has this unique voice, and he shares it with you. So therefore, we named him Grumbles. Lisa, Bart, Barney, Bluey. These are great young dogs. They're all a black lab mix. Lisa is just as sweet as she can be. She's already been fixed. We've had two library pups out of that group that get to go with one of the staff members once a month to the public library, and the librarian reads to the children about pets. It's really a cool thing. They read about pets or having a pet or just a dog or cat story. And so Bluey got to go, and then this last Saturday we have Momo. Momo is probably the youngest puppy that we have right now, and her brother Jojo was just adopted about a week or so ago. So she went to the library, and Danielle that took her, no, it was Jamie that took her, said, gosh, she was just great, just a great little puppy. The kids loved her. So if you're looking for it, she's brown and tan in color. She's a lovely little puppy. We don't know what her mix is, but she came in as a stray, and she just needs that forever home. So that's kind of, Reba. I forgot about Reba. She's our healer. We've got a red healer that's available. Sometimes people are always looking for those healers. So that's kind of the group that we talk about today. Again, we've got some names that have been with us for a while. It just hasn't happened, but it will. It will happen. As far as donations go, I talked to Danny this morning. We're a little low on bleach. We can always use toys. We do have some neat, neat donors out there that once a month, they will contact the shelter and say, okay, you know, what are you short of? We're getting ready to go shopping. And they'll come in and bring us. It's just lovely. And it's almost a monthly thing that we've got several couples that come out and do this. And we sure appreciate it. But if anyone else just wants to know, okay, what's something you kind of need? Just always think about cleaning supplies, the Dawn, the bleach, and toys. I push that a lot because we go through them, but that's so good for them to have that interaction. We had some blankets come in, so we're really in great shape with blankets. So therefore, I'm going to kind of say, if you guys have some blankets that you're thinking about, spring's coming, I'm going to thin out my blanket supply, I bet the warming center would be a wonderful place for those blankets to go, because I'm sure, you know, I'm sure they need them there. So that's kind of everything I wanted to talk about today and tell you that we are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant on the way to South Coffeyville. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. We're there 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. It's 1 to 3. And Saturday and Sunday, it's 1 to 4. But again, if there's ever a time that you've heard me talking about one of those animals out there, or you go down our Facebook page and you just go to CFA, Coffeyville Friends of Animals will pop up. If there's ever any animals that people are interested in, give us a call. Danny's so good about meeting people after hours, just to do a meet and greet or answer questions. So we're doing great. We just need to get some of these little guys in their forever homes. It's springtime coming. Get them out and exercise. Give people an opportunity to get out and walk. If you have a dog, and you know this, you exercise. That's just what a dog does for you. You get to exercise.
Yeah, that is so true, Becky. And hey, if you have just a moment, I was wondering, you know, some folks are kind of wondering about, you know, those adoption fees, because obviously it's going to kind of vary depending on the pet. And I know there's going to be some different reasons for that. So if you just got a second to maybe break down a little bit about, you know, why the costs and numbers kind of vary and what that money goes to.
Okay. Well, when we come in, if you come in and adopt a pet that has not been sponsored and it's young, which means too young to be spayed or neutered, there is a $30 deposit that you have to leave. And then once that animal is spayed or neutered, you get that $30 back. The adoption fee for a dog is $100. But what that covers is the spay and neutering, all the vaccinations, the dog's been wormed, and then we take them in to the vet. So within, you know, let's say you come in and you adopt Toby, because he's young, but he is old enough to be spayed or neutered. So you wouldn't need to leave a deposit, but you would pay the $100 adoption fee. We make an appointment with a vet of your choice, and then we take the dog to that veterinarian clinic, whichever it is, and then the operation is taken care of, and then you pick the dog up, and there's no cost to you that because it's the $100. And that's what goes towards the spay and neuter fee. A cat is a $55 deposit, adoption fee. Same thing. It just covers, we're trying to cover the spay and neutering is what we're trying to do. And if you have a pet, you know veterinarian costs have gotten really out of hand. And so it's a bargain in a way to adopt an animal from a shelter because it's not going to be as expensive. Then you've heard me talk about a dog that's sponsored or a cat that's sponsored. That means there is no cost to you whatsoever. Someone else has walked in and said, here's money to sponsor this dog. Let's just find it a great home. I'm taking care of the expense. That happens quite a bit because sometimes people can't have pets or they just lost a pet and they're not ready to replace, but it gives them a good feeling to come in and say, hey, let me help with this dog or this cat. Snickers was a $30 adoption. That is because she's already been spayed or neutered. And we cannot just give away. The state of Kansas won't allow us just to give away the pets out of the shelter. There has to be some type of a fee connected to it. We try to keep it as reasonable as we can. I know sometimes that sounds like a lot, but if you were to go out and purchase an animal or you go to one of the cities around us, I think you'd find out that we really do try to keep those fees as low as we can.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's some dogs could be $500 on the low end, $1,200, $2,400. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not uncommon. So
exactly.
I appreciate you straightening that out for us and just letting us know a little bit more about kind of how that works. So, Becky,
yeah.
Appreciate, all the time here today and always good to have you on and get that good update there.
Well, thanks. And like I said, you know, it's our goal is to get them out of the shelter and into a home. And but you have to have a fee because, you know, we have a staff we pay for. And then, you know, you've just got donations coming in. But that there's just an expense. It's a business. Even though it's a nonprofit, it's still a business. And there has to be a inflow and outflow of funds. But we have a great group of people in Coffeyville. And you know that, James. But, I mean, they are what really keep the shelter going is these people that continue to donate and give. And it's a wonderful facility.
Absolutely. Well, Becky, we appreciate you joining us here on the program. Look forward to talking again here with you next Thursday.
Okay. I hope I have some adoptions to talk about.
Yeah, that'll be good.
More than one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fingers
well,
crossed.
Thanks a lot,
okay.
James.
Yep. You take care. Thank you so much. You, that is, yep. You
bye-bye.
Have a good one. All right. That is Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We get to talk with Becky each and every Thursday at this time. And of course, this report brought to you by Magnolia Sense by Design.